Yo, what's up, my guys, my gals? Welcome back, everybody. Go ahead, gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 708. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I mean? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this, right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you, and then, then just come on outside, man. Try to combat all this negative, man. It's a lot of negativity going on out there, man. Straight up. I guess we're going to pretty much pick up where we left off, man. There's new developments in this whole takeoff situation. Excuse me. Anywho. Today, I'm smoking on this Gorilla Glue. That shit smells divine. It smells divine. But yeah, we are like inching closer and closer to the truth. I'm still surprised by the whole thing and whatnot. Today, I am going to try to do just a few topics or whatever, man. But, I mean, for the most part, man, I fuck around and just, you know, dip and dabble and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, look, yeah. I saw Millie from Mob Radio do a 5-hour show the other day, and let me tell you something, man. She just outworks you. She just outworks y'all. I mean, it ain't no shame in at least seeing it. I recognize it, though. And she got some motherfucking, she got some shit. By some shit, I mean some fucking long-ass shows, bro. She just outworks you, man. Straight like that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I guess we are in this weird-ass time right now and shit, bro. I was kind of upset the other day and shit when, you know, it seemed like people couldn't wait to, be first to have some type of information or whatever. That shit was foul. I did see how academics kind of put faces to names and stuff like that. He pretty much held a online detective class. you got to be careful with that shit, man. Internet investigations can go wrong. We've seen in the past how, you know, people have jumped to conclusions and stuff like that, and it'll have, you know, fans of the deceased feeling all types of ways and stuff, you know what I mean? I was almost duped into believing, you know, certain people had a certain hand in it or whatever and stuff. But, overall, the conspiracy theories are supposed to sound convincing. So, you know what I'm saying? When it does happen or whatever, bro, it's very, very weird and odd and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's odd when someone, excuse me, somebody who is just watching like an academics or a fucking witty apparatus and shit. You know what I'm saying? If they're watching these people, Poetic Flacco, you just seen Poetic Flacco do 200,000 views, you know, on his channel after months and shit. You know what I mean? His ass was just struggling and shit. And now, you know, anything that seems like an update or whatever, it gets people flooding to these platforms and shit, bro, and that shit ain't right. You know what I mean? That shit definitely ain't right, bro. It's some foul shit, bro. Like, that shit is just foul, man. But y'all asses, bro. Vultures.
Me as well. What I didn't do, though, was I didn't come and spew anyone else's ideas all over my shit. And matter of fact, let me send a salute to Fooly for, you know, chilling with me last episode or whatever. Letting me get my shit off. He dropped some gems as well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go fuck with my bro. It's it was, you know, out of line for everybody to just jump on the takeoff thing, because as I was saying, a lot of people wouldn't even, you know, a lot of people wasn't made aware of him. A lot of people wasn't fucking even thinking about him and shit until he passed, because, you know, he wasn't so messy, because he wasn't so, you know, he never really put his business out there like that and shit, bro. Like, it was just a whole bunch of different other things, bro. It's a lot of reasons why, like, a lot of people didn't have the right to, you know what I mean? It's a lot of reasons why people didn't have the right to fucking fake like they cared about him and shit, you know what I'm saying? I didn't appreciate that shit, but I guess that's, you know, that's the way of the media world and shit, bro, and that shit sucks. That sucks. Then you get idiots like fucking No Cap and shit. You fucking get these idiots like No Cap, man. Yeah. Certain shit is just, yeah. You should, yeah. People are semi-insensitive and shit, bro. It's people who are just, you know, blatantly retarded. It's people who, you know, it's people who, you know, don't even deserve. Yeah. It's people who don't even fucking deserve, you know, fucking honorable mentions. This motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfucker would say something salacious, or anybody would say anything, you know, contradictory to the masses, you know, to be mentioned and shit. So, you know, I ain't even fucking around. I ain't taking a bait and shit. I understand what the fuck happens. Yeah. But anywho, a little bit anywho. To move on, Jay Prince, Jazz Prince, Prince family, they have broken their social media silence, if you want to call it that. See, I don't know why it's important for everybody to, like, clear shit up or try to explain their side of things online. Like, that shit is just the stupidest thing to me. And now that I see that, you know, Jay Prince has become, you know, a part of that, then I'm just like, bro, all, you know, that's, you know, I'm reminding myself that Scarface has a fucking podcast and shit. It's like gangsters, bro. Like, gangsters didn't really, you know, conformed over to this, you know, this internet shit, bro. And that shit is just, it's fucking disgusting to me, bro. I don't get that shit. Like, I'm serious. I really don't be fucking with it, bro. They have these long-winded ass posts that you always gotta sift through and cipher through and shit. And then the thing about Jay Prince is his ass always wanna have this undertone to the shit that he be saying and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, my family this and my family that, and we are so this and we so that and shit. It's like, you invite somebody out, not him personally, but, you know, any Texas nigga, you invite a motherfucker out, bro, you gotta, I mean, of course you may have your own shit going on, but I'd hope and pray that, you know, you'd at least look after your motherfucking guests. And yeah, it just didn't seem like, it just didn't seem like motherfuckers was on the best of terms that evening. It's like straight up and fucking down. Just didn't seem like it, bro. What else, though? Let me move on, because we most definitely can, you know, talk about the individual posts, because, of course, they, you know, they'll have something to say. Of course, they're going to have something to say. A piece. You know what I mean? What else, man? They said that there will be probation for this domestic violence case that Miles Bridges has. So I guess they hit his ass back with some shit. Fucking lame, bro. What else? I don't know. I guess I would jump into this whole Dwayne Wade thing, I guess, because, you know, as we all know, he has been championing his son's transition into a girl for, like, the last couple years and shit, and he's been kind of open about it or whatever, and, yeah, I don't know, I'm trying to show a little more respect than, you know, anywho, they are saying that, Siobhan, I think that's her name, Siobhan Funches, I don't know how to pronounce it, but, it's Dwayne Wade's ex-wife. She's saying that she wouldn't like for her son's name and, you know, identity to be changed because of, you know, the financial gain that Dwayne Wade has acquired because of, you know, the offers that are, that are given to him and shit due to companies who are, you know what I'm saying, pretty much feasting off of, you know, news like this and shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit crazy to me. It is. Because I would think that she'd have some say, you know, from the get-go, and how quick shit was just being, okay, yeah, he's out. Okay, he wants to be a she. Okay, he's dating a little white boy. Okay, he's wearing makeup and extensions now. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought everything was being discussed and shit, but here it is. She has said that she hasn't even had any say in any of this shit. And I was sitting there like, man, why in the fuck would they, like, like, the Wades didn't need any more publicity or none of that shit. And what the fuck is going to happen, you know, God forbid, you know, Dwayne Wade has to get divorced again. You know what I'm saying? What if he got to get divorced again? And, you know, you and Gabrielle just sat there and made all these changes and shit for y'all's dynamic of family. And then when y'all split up, shit, it's like... Look at what's gonna be left and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's this shit is just crazy. The ex-wife had to sit on the outside, you know, hating the Who's and shit. Pretty much, she did. She had to sit there hating the fucking Who's because motherfuckers, you know, alienated her decision and shit. But you know, we're gonna see what's up though, because I'm applauding her because. You know, she at least is trying to stick up for, you know, the child that she knows that she had and shit, bro. She was at least trying to preserve some shit. Her ask isn't a lot either. She's asking that, you know, they just slow certain shit down until, you know, he's 18 years old. Not a bad ask. Not a bad ask at all. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't think at this time... Yeah, I don't think at this time that, you know, that her words are being valued and shit. And she's the real mother. Like, that shit crazy as hell to me, man. I don't get it. Look, I don't get it. You would think that, you know, the mother got had some say in shit, bro. A little bit more say in shit, but I guess not. Damn, celebrity family dynamics is it's who got more money and shit. But anywho, I can't empathize with her. I can just say that, you know, to have your rights or whatever stripped away from you unjustly and shit, and then, let's say motherfucker stole your bike. You let the bike go and shit. You see this motherfucker ride the bike every day or whatever. They didn't change the damn bike up and shit. It's not even the bike you recognize anymore. And, you know, you have the receipt to the bike and shit. So just, you know, just one day, you just like, all right, y'all know damn well such and such someone, you know, stole my bike. Got it looking like this in all types of ways and stuff. So, I mean, shit. It's just, you know, it's just, I guess, a different way to break it down or whatever. Of course, children aren't bikes and shit, but I'm just like, bro, I'm not finna have nobody, you know, be raising my motherfucking kids, and, you know, it's not in a, you know, in the way that we agreed before to raise them and shit, you know what I mean? So, I don't think the mom's actually trying to even stop any type of transition and shit. It's just the fact that everything has been moving so damn fast and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, damn boy came out at 12 and shit, and then, you know, it was just all of a sudden, he, you know, he wants to, anyway, everybody calling her wrong and shit, and then how privileged was Wade's response and shit? Oh man, she's bothering me on my family vacation, you know, I'm in Africa. What? Motherfucker. So what, bitch? Nigga, answer the phone calls. Nigga, I know goddamn well that they try to contact you and shit behind closed doors. You know, talking about, oh, so I guess we doing it on the internet then. Bitch ass nigga, answer the fucking phone. Oh, shit, bro. Man, what else we got, man? What else? I know there's some type of, I'm trying to think of some, like, interesting or actually entertaining news that isn't so fucking, you know, down and shit. That isn't so far down or whatever. I did hear something about fucking Johnny Depp and, like, I heard that he's going to be part of Rihanna's Savage Fenty fucking collection show or some shit like that. I don't know how true that shit is, because it sounds funny to even say it out loud and shit. You know, he was accused of domestic abuse and shit, and she just, like, cuffs him and shit, you know, puts him under the wing or whatever and shit. That shit sounds crazy. If he was supposed to be a surprise guest, people ain't really hush-hush anymore. You know what I mean? People ain't that hush-hush and shit, so I want to see if that's true and shit, because it's crazy. Like, his fame is on a new plateau now. It's in different depths. No pun intended. But, you know, I was just watching him in these, in that fucking, what was it? Nightmare on Elm Street. Completely forgot he was part of that shit, bro. Like, dead ass. But, yeah. Yeah, man. To dip back into the Migos thing, bro, it's funny to me how people are just, they're just so eager for them to get back, you know, not together, but they trying to get them back on the road, get them back doing this thing and shit, and it's like, dog, motherfuckers just experienced a whole loss and shit. Y'all can't wait and shit. Like, I mean, I would say it would take me a while to, you know, get over one of my homies dying like that and shit, especially, like, right in front of me and shit, basically, and accidental, too. Like, man, that shit would fuck me up, bro. So I don't know when I would be able to get back into the lab and shit, bro. Like, that shit crazy as fuck to me. But, you know, as far as keeping the legacy alive and shit, like, I mean, that, like I said, Takeoff was 10 years into this shit, you know, 12, 13 years into this shit, bro. Like, he will be remembered. Definitely will be remembered. And any other group that comes out from here on out, I mean, shit, they gonna be compared. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be compared and shit, bro. This is just me. I'm like, look at the temperament of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, as rough as a group as that might sound and shit, nigga, almost all eight members still alive. You know what I'm saying? They ain't, you know what I mean? They didn't break up over no contractual shit. They didn't let their business spill out all over the fucking internet. And they actually just started a podcast too and shit. So, I mean, you know, I just want to keep those brothers in good spirits and light as well, because, I mean, shit, bro, they kind of embodied that triplet flow. That shit was decent. And then to see how it evolved, and, you know, these motherfuckers killed Takeoff, bro. Like, he didn't, the most laid back one and shit, bro. Like, not flashy, not none of that shit, bro. It's just all, I'm gonna always be confused about that shit, bro. These niggas let George Zimmerman walk around and you know, sell Skittle t-shirts and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of backhanded shit that he was doing, man. Bunch of it. But anywho, let's keep this shit going. But as an audience, we do gotta, like, allow some time for grief and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas finna be rich forever, as long as their forever is. You know what I mean? So, fuck yeah. Anywho, what else? What else? Fucking Stephen A. Smith says he feels like he is underpaid. I mean, yeah. I guess so. You know what I mean? I motherfucking guess so, bro. But it ain't shit. It ain't shit. What else? I did see how Chris Jericho kind of called out Lamar Jackson and shit. That shit, just some little entertainment. Some slight shit, you know what I mean? Some little light work and shit. I also seen this fake-ass sit-down with Drake, 21 Savage, and Howard Stern. I kind of, at first I thought it was real. I ain't even finna stunt. At first I thought that shit was real. But it's the timing of the answers and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And the kinds of questions, too. I was just like, well, you know, maybe this how Howard Stern get down now in his older age. He just, you know. Yeah. Anywho. Any fucking who. What else? Motherfucking what else, bro? It's out of shit. Look, it's out of shit. I mean, I can't name them for you, but it's out of shit. What else? I did see that, you know, Ye was invited back to Twitter and shit. You can come play with us now. Nigga, the ball is all deflated. Nigga, there isn't as many people playing now. Like, I mean, why would I want to play now? Like, it's not, whatever. Put the nigga on mute. They emasculate the nigga in front of the world and shit. Then give him his fucking social media back. Fans try to, you know, make a GoFundMe for him and some more shit. Like, boy, I am a fan and shit. I don't think I'm a stan like that, though. I'm not that level of fan and shit. I don't have all the Yeezys. I don't got the sweaters and shit. Nigga, I don't have one pair of Yeezys. Like, when I say I support a nigga, I'm just talking about, you know, promotion on the show or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? An open platform for him to come and speak and things. But most definitely, I can see how he's, you know, changed people's lives and stuff like that and shit. And shit's funny. It's just funny how they, people, will use you up and shit and toss your ass to the side and shit. Now that other companies, though, now that they know what's up with them, I mean, shit, it's in all honesty now. It's in all honesty now.
Yeah, Ye said he's going on the cleanse.
Some type of cleanse where, you know, he's just, he's, y'all know it's like No Shave November, but it's the other one. It's the other one and shit, but yeah. Yeah. I am glad to announce that, now, it's not anything in concrete yet because they had already said something, you know, like a couple months ago or some shit. But Childish Gambino says that he'd be a part of the Community movie. It kind of sounded like I said that a little bit too fast or whatever. But yeah, he says he'd take part. He said he'd take part in it. I want to see it, especially if he got something to do with it. He's down the clown, so we're going to see what's up. We just going to have to see what's up. Man, that's crazy. Because it's like the guy can go do whatever he wants. I want him to do another fucking stand-up. Like, I kind of see him, like, flipping the script as far as the comedy thing. But, like, he'll get up there and talk about some real shit, like how Dave Chappelle does, and it'll just end up being funny. You know what I mean? I want to see him do something like that and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit'll be nice. Real quick, sidebar. Whoever the fuck makes that Sam's Club macaroni and cheese, you are using something spoiled. You're using something fucking spoiled. I tried to give that shit to my kids the other night, and it just smelled funny. It smelled really funny. And given they did have the date on them and shit, but I mean, we ate it within like a day of us getting it and shit, but dude, that shit was fucking rotten. That shit was spoiled. And I was like, you know how they'll do certain cheeses and shit, you know what I'm saying? Certain cheeses have a certain smell and shit. So I was like, I toughed through my plate and shit, but, you know, I didn't like get sick or anything, but it just made the house fucking stink. Like, really fucking, like, somebody tried to use some milk, it didn't work out, and then they poured it down the sink. And you know, not a whole kitchen just smelling like that and shit. That's how the hell smelled. I was just like, dude, what in the hell, man? It's gross. You know what I'm saying? This shit was fucking gross. Anywho, just a quick sidebar and shit. You know, just in case the creator's listening and shit. Just in case. Well, you never know who is listening, though, man. I swear, you never know who's listening, yo. Yeah. Anywho. Let's fucking keep this shit going. They said that Jay might have some interest in buying the Washington Commanders. That's an NFL team. If he does do it, I'm sure other people will try to either, you know, go their own route about purchasing an NFL team, or they'll, you know, fuck around and help him out and shit, and build upon that or whatever and shit. This ain't the first time he done been interested in doing something with sports and shit. You know, I already know that nigga about the Nets beat K. You know what I'm saying? So that was a nice little move as well. Nice little move, man. You know what I mean? What else? What else? I don't know. I feel like this is a good place to take a break, so I think I'm going to do that and come on right back and knock the rest of the show out and shit. So don't nobody move. Won't nobody get hurt. I'll be right back, man.
Everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it like that or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I do appreciate that, man. Straight up. Good looking out. you might want to go back, though. You probably missed something. We can just keep today going, though. You know what I mean? Let's get into it. I did say that I'd get into a few topics and stuff today, man. And I'm gonna honestly try and shit, bro. I'll give it a swing. I'll give it a swing here. CVS, fucking Walgreens, Walmart, shit, they are going to be paying for their opioid sins. they're going to be giving up some money, at least about $6 billion or whatever. I think CVS has, I think they said they're going to pay the most or whatever, but it's going to be over a 10-year period, Walmart the same, and along with that other place. That shit was a long time coming. It was a long time coming. I had already knew it was going to happen, but I just didn't think that it was going to be, you know, like, to this magnitude, I want to say. In the fucking billions. And sure enough, I mean, it's right, you know what I mean? They they did in a way contribute, you know, whether or not they weren't the direct ones prescribing the shit. They made it just as easy to acquire the shit. So, they should pay up being complicit. For, you know, pretty much staying hush for so long and shit. And them paying ain't shit but them admitting some type of fault. Even if it's just, you know, some fault, my nigga. Like, y'all had a hand in that shit, yo. Excuse me. Yeah, they had a nice little hand in that shit, bro. And that shit sucks. That shit is ass. But we are in the age now where money can just numb the pain of, you know, having lost someone who OD'd or having someone who's, you know, currently dealing with addiction and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just give them money. That shit gonna help. Like, no public apology, no type of remorse, none of that shit. Just, you know, just pay him. Just pay him. A lot of problems seem to be getting, quote unquote, solved by just paying niggas and shit, man. And I don't know. You give that type of money to certain people, bro, it's not a good thing. It's not ever a good thing for anyone to come into, you know, a lump sum of money out of nowhere and shit. I heard that the Powerball is, you know, just over $1 billion and shit. That's just money for someone to win and have. You know what I mean? Ain't no telling what type of person. None of that shit. And none of these lottery winners do I ever hear them giving back to the hood. Yes, where black people are. I never heard of the shit, bro. They all just, like, disappear or they'll, you know, fuck up their inheritance or some shit, bro. It bugs the fuck out of me. I don't be knowing where none of this money be coming from. It would be the same Powerball money. Nigga just got sent over to Ukraine and shit not too long ago. So it's like, where the fuck is the bread coming from? We still got homeless motherfuckers here, bro. I hope it's not true that, I really hope it's not true that Biden's latest speech was given in a homeless encampment and he made everyone move. Is there any truth to that? Yeah, somebody gotta let me know if there's any truth to that. Because if that is true, that shit's some lame ass shit. Lame. I'm sitting here like, bro, what the fuck? But it ain't nothing, though. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing, though. We gonna see. Yeah. Yeah. Any fucking who. What else? What the fuck else, man? There's other things. I do know that, you know, we've been pretty much speaking on the loss of Takeoff, and that shit is, yeah, that shit crazy. Man. There was this young man, who is, he goes by the name YRN Burke. Now, I do kind of vaguely remember this guy, whatever. He said to be like a day one and stuff, but he has called out all of the fucking clout chasers, the fucking roadies, the fucking, you know, people that's there to roll the weeds up type ass niggas that's around, you know, Quavo and Offset and the late Takeoff. He's just saying that those flunkies need to get the, you know, they need to get on somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, is he right to try to call out those guys and stuff, bro? Like, I mean, does he have a point? You know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like he does in a way, but then again, I'm like, eh. It ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like, nigga, where was your antennas? But if, you know, if you can only be so close to, you know, these stars, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you're going to make sure that you play your part. And that shit sucks, man. That shit sucks, but if, like him, if you grew up with these guys and you recognize that, you know, they got some shaky characters around them and shit, bro, I mean, we'll speak up. I don't know who's around, like, my niggas and shit. I don't be knowing and shit, bro, but I question and, you know, I trust judgment and shit. Like, if my guy feel like this particular person is cool enough for me to be around and shit, then, you know, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go off your word and trust you enough to be like, you know, I'm going to be in said situation because, you know, you trust this person. Or I can't turn up on so-and-so because of how you feel about them. You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's always weird and shit. You know what I mean? It's always going to be weird and shit, bro. But I guess everybody, you know, everybody's entitled to their to their own set of friends and shit. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I know how I give it up for you. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure that, you know, you give it up for me and shit. As far as this YRN Merc, he probably, you know, in the earlier days was there a lot more often and shit. And over time, he just probably fizzled out or whatever, and they ain't as close no more. See that shit happening a lot and shit. I seen it very frequently with Famous Dex and shit, like with his newfound fame. When he was running the shit out of Worldstar, like my nigga, his friend lineup would just change. You know what I'm saying? And that shit was just, it was just weird. That's like the last person who I seen like just switch up on motherfuckers so publicly and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't care about nothing and shit. But it's cool. But it's cool. What else? Fuck else. Cause make no mistake, Merc does feel like, you know, the people around Takeoff and Quavo, he feel like they let him down. And, you know, loss of life is so fucking permanent, bro. And it brings feelings to the forefront that motherfuckers be like, man, I wouldn't be feeling like this if, you know what I mean, so-and-so such-and-such was going on. I wouldn't be feeling like this if, you know, certain things were in play and shit, man. But that shit just is, this is messy. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. That's what I feel like. Way worse before it gets fucking better, man. Speaking of that, Kyrie Irving, man. Kyrie Irving, he's got a tough fight on him. If y'all haven't figured out anything, it's when he says something, he does mean it. even back to the vaccine thing, bro. Like, he's the one who, he was, like, the only one who was, like, public with not taking that shit. And they made it a whole fucking thing. And, you know, it's just like this thing here where now he's been suspended. He's gotten suspended for what exactly? He retweeted a film entitled Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. They didn't put him in a position. They made him say uncle and shit. He hasn't, like, apologized for feeling like Black America needs to see this film. He apologized, you know, if he had hurt anybody or whatever. But he is vocally and, you know, publicly taking responsibility because, in a way, he's saying what Ye is saying, but just without saying it. All he did was put the information out there, and they are tearing him a fucking apart. Like I said, he got suspended. It's all anyone can ask him in these motherfucking interviews now, and everybody's just so damn curious when there is an entire league of these niggas who are just complacent with making masses money. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even want to say anything about it. You know goddamn well it was NBA players who saw that post, clicked the link, and learned something about them fucking selves. And they so pussy that they don't even want to publicly say anything and shit. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, bro. That shit ain't pee, bro. That shit ain't pee at all, man. I'm very salty. I'm very salty that they would hang him out to dry like that and shit. You got this nigga Adam Silver talking about him. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a talk with him. Motherfucker, for what? Like, everybody's calling it his promotion of the film. His promotion of the film. When you promote something, you're trying to get people to buy into and shit. This nigga retweeting something is not him endorsing the shit. It's not him becoming, you know, it's not him becoming a part owner too or nothing like that, bro. It was just him putting the information out there, just like I said. But, dude, oh, fucking dude. They treat him like he in the damn movie or some shit. They treat him like he said, hey, this is the truth right here. Y'all go, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it wasn't even none of that. Wasn't even none of that. He just simply put out information, and they're calling him anti-Semitic. It's like, motherfucker, I didn't put it out with the intent to, you know, enrage anybody, you know what I mean? The nigga didn't want to, he didn't want to make no waves, you know what I'm saying? He's being harmless, bro. Everybody shares a lot of things online and shit, bro. Especially now since, you know, Twitter's pretty much Elon Musk's stomping grounds and shit. It just feels like any little thing will get you labeled as something. You know what I'm saying? If I say I like mustard, niggas will say I'm a ketchupist. What the fuck is a ketchupist? You're a relishist. You're relishist. What? I'm relishist? Whatever. Whatever, man. That shit is just so weird to me, bro. Any little thing, and they will chew your ass up for that shit, bro. Is it right? Hell no, it's not right, bro. Because it's like y'all making assumptions and shit, bro. All the nigga did was press retweet. You guys, with this pushback, bro, like, why is it so bad for niggas to just want to learn something more and shit? Like, y'all have y'all history, y'all have the fucking media, like, y'all got the fucking schools, man. Y'all got us by the balls already. What is the problem with us looking at something? They're saying something. Like, it doesn't... Who do you think? All niggas gonna just start believing that shit and we're all just gonna come together and shit? Like, nah, bro, that shit finna take time, my nigga. Like, niggas gonna need decades for that type of turnaround because, look, you guys gotta think, bro. If death in hip-hop is so fucking normalized and shit, bro, like, we are bound to at least, you know, turn this thing around on its head and shit. Black people. Black people, man, like, I mean, we at some point will have to band together and shit. I don't want the times to be of necessity, though. Like, the end of the world coming and shit. Now all niggas want to band together like Mexicans and shit. Mexicans, Spanish people, foreigners, nigga, they always all stick together anyway. You throw in religion, you got the damn Jews who all just stick to fucking together, bro. Like, look at how they... fucking just demolished Kanye West, bro. This nigga had $11 billion 2 months ago. What the fuck happened? Lord. Yeah, bro. Niggas is just... That shit is crazy, bro. Proving motherfuckers' point right when they say, oh, yeah, the Jews control the media. And it seems as if every station, every network, every reporter focuses in on just those comments. That's some bullshit. And then here I am, regular Joe Schmo and shit, right? Saying everything that I'm saying, but ain't nobody paying me no motherfucking mind because I don't have any power. I don't got no platform. So I got to be the right nigga. No, I got to be a rich nigga who has influence, huh? For my words to matter, right? Ain't that some shit that I say right here? The Jews run them fucking media. Which, you know what I mean? Like, which a motherfucker couldn't prove by just Googling. Like... They have more power than any fucking body and shit. When really, let's just start with, like, the NBA and shit. All the owners of the teams, every owner of a team, are they white or black? Okay, of that percentage of them that may be black, how much pool do they even have? Ain't it still more fair-colored motherfuckers who outnumber these several people and shit? Okay. With the league and those white leaders and shit like that, bro. Gotta be careful. How do y'all feel about black people running y'all league? They the blood, they the sweat, they the tears on a court. Yeah, y'all got, yeah, it's white athletes and shit, and there have been great ones and stuff as well. But, peep, who in the fuck sells the tickets? Who in the fuck is, who has more star power? Who is more recognizable? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a way to put this... You know, and I'm not putting it together the right way or whatever. But I'm saying the white owners get to just pretty much, like, if you're a coach or something, you just, what you do? You make plays, You know what I'm saying? You make your little plays and shit or whatever and hope it all goes well. But for the lifetime of a basketball athlete's career, right, these motherfuckers will just run these niggas down, bro. They make them practice. Make them travel. Make, you know what I'm saying? Fucking 80-some damn games and shit. Like, a couple months off and shit. Like, bro, they run these niggas down. But what are they compensated with? What would the white owner say? Oh, but what we paid you? Nah, man. Nah, that's you don't be knowing what your health is worth and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We be seeing some of these damn deals go down and shit, and they, you know, these some good looking deals and shit. Brothers is getting way more money nowadays than they used to and shit, man. And it's just, that shit is just crazy to me, man. You only as valuable as, you know, whatever and shit. People talking about, yep, this is Kyrie Irving being disruptive again. What the fuck is that? Like, y'all could have either watched the documentary or not. Like, it wasn't no promotion and shit. Like, that shit's crazy as fuck, man. He has a point when he says, you know, he can post what he wants, just like everybody else does. So, yeah, man. Shit's weird. Shit is just weird to me, bro. I can still never understand why it's such pushback when a motherfucker say, oh, you know, African-Americans, you know, Africans, they were the first Jews. Why is that a bad thing to say? I don't fucking get it. Like, if it can be proven as fact, then, I mean, shit, what's the problem? Is y'all on some shit like, no, it's not a proven fact? And don't go look it up either. Is that the stance y'all taking? Because it kind of seems like it and shit. You know what I mean? You shut down Kanye. You fucking suspend my mans and shit. And everything is, anything that gets said, like, bro, we just need the right one. The right one that they can't shut down or suspend or some shit. You know what I'm saying? We just need that one motherfucker, bro. And no matter what title y'all done gave Kanye and shit, like I said, y'all done fucked around and gave him his Twitter back and shit, so we just gonna have to see on down the line what, you know what I mean, what else he's not afraid to say. Cause this shit is getting out of fucking hand, man. Out of fucking hand. News. Mathoffa is taking a page right out of Joe Budden's book, man, as far as letting two of his day ones go and shit, Heineken and Esso, or Esco, I think I'm pronouncing that wrong, Esso, fucking, the day ones, you know what I'm saying, the day, y'all know them. his podcast, My Expert Opinion, it's going to be going through some changes and shit, man. Sidebar, Screen Man has left the Joe Budden podcast this week as well. So, you know, there are still people leaving and shit. Alex Savon, I think his name was. He's now working at HBO and shit. But this Screen Man guy, he's going to be, you know, gone. He's going to be gone now and shit. But Mathoffa, I guess there was some type of dispute over contracts or some shit, man. And, you know, he was just saying that he's willing to, you know, let them go or whatever and shit. He was trying to build him a network, kind of like a Joe Budden and shit. Try to have everybody that was on the most successful pod make a pod of their own. And then everybody, you know, gets to go to the next level when the bag was brought. It sounds like there was some type of revolt deal on the table, and Mathoffa, if I let Heineken them tell the story, they just, you know, they feel like he wanted to keep the bag to himself. I don't think that. I think Mathoffa is a pretty fair guy and shit, you know what I mean? He has been through some shit in recent years, and you know, kind of felt like he, you know, he built his platform, and you know, he curated that motherfucker. He brought everybody to the table and shit. It's just when, you know, you started doing, like, the guests and shit. You start doing guests and shit, like, you gotta rely on certain people or whatever. If I'm going off of Mathoffa's side of the story, He's saying it's just not Heineken and Esso. He's saying they are not just the problem. He said that there's this cameraman, Space Ghost. He says Space Ghost would pretty much hold the show hostage. And I questioned it. I was like, well, what do you mean by hostage? He would have all of the footage and all of the episodes, I guess, on these flash drives or whatever and shit for them to, you know, edit, curate, whatever, make clips out of and shit, thumbnails and shit. But he said that this cameraman would, you know, regularly not answer phone calls, not return texts or whatever. And Math said that he was kind of, you know, being passive and shit because if it was about money, he'd pay him. But the thing about Space Ghost is it didn't look like he was very, it didn't look like he was being very, you know, communicative. So, you know, you got that part of it too and shit. So that shit's crazy. So that shit is crazy. And there is blame on both sides because here it is, y'all have started something and not know how big it is. You can't really even feel when you're becoming something. It's only when you start seeing certain shit, that's when you know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I don't think that any one of them, you know, could have predicted that my expert opinion would be big how it is and shit. But the bitterness and the you know, the name calling and shit afterwards, that's what I don't respect. That's what I don't like, the back and forth that y'all have after and shit, because for so long y'all have been doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has been monumental content shit, bro. And you know, like, not that, see, niggas, we not finna just kiss and make up. You know what I'm saying? We not finna just hash it out and everybody be back cool and shit. That's not gonna happen. So moving forward, I mean, shit, that dynamic of the show is gonna, you know, it's gonna take some getting used to and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is just the craziest shit to me. Fucking podcasting that became, like, you know, this super lucrative thing and shit, bro. And like I said, I done watched people put it together and watch them take it apart. I have been here. I ain't no Math Hoffa or nothing, but I'm telling you, there's definitely gold in this shit. There's gold here. I've reported on things that I know motherfuckers done forgot about. So, yeah. hopefully they get that shit together though, and if y'all can come to some type of, you know, meeting in the middle or whatever, I mean, shit, hopefully it's a little bit more positive. Hopefully it's a little bit more positive. What else? What else, man? I've only seen positive things about this new video game called The Chant. I also just recently started playing Rage. You know, the original. So I'm going to play that and then I'm going to make room for The Chant, because it does look really good and it kind of reminds me of Tomb Raider just because of the female lead. She goes off onto this retreat or whatever. The instructors open up this fucking portal or this realm or some shit that, you know, that, I don't know, it looked like some ayahuasca shit. Looks like some ayahuasca shit, bro. You know what I mean? Walking through fog and plants talking to you and shit like that. Like, I'm eager to see. I'm eager to see what's up with it. And I like how when a game comes out, everybody plays it. Like, remember the core? I was talking about The Quarry, and that shit was kind of like a long ass fucking movie, bro. Like, I liked it, but everybody plays differently and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everyone. Shit is awesome. Where we are in hip hop right now, I want to say before I leave, where we are right now is crazy. What y'all expect is crazy. What goes on is crazy. And we are a long while away from any type of new normal. Motherfuckers is desensitized as fuck now and shit. Niggas don't be caring about shit. Niggas die and my bad.
Yeah, if we, yeah, if our asses could have, you know, if we could just get some type of, normalcy going on, some new normal.
Hello?
If we can get new normal, then we'd be just fucking fine. You know what I mean? Just some type of new normal. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Oh, that was my man's. Anywho. But yeah, I just feel like we really need to turn some shit around in this fucking music shit. But man, anywho, yeah, man, shit is weird. Shit is just, you know, being weird right now, I guess. Especially with what the way y'all expect an artist to be. You know what I mean? I'm like, bro, you niggas, you know, you glorify them when they talking about such and such, so and so, and then you fuck around and, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a oxy fucking moron. Really living in idiocracy right now and shit, bro. Shit is fucking foul. but, yeah. We just gonna have to motherfucking see. I still feel like it's gonna take us a while to get to some type of, you know, common ground, you know what I mean? If there is such a thing. If there is such a thing, then yeah. We are a whiles from that shit, bro. Like, take Baby Racks. Baby Racks, he said some slick shit. He said some slick shit about, you know, not wanting to perform in Texas or whatever the fuck. I bet you he ain't see that coming. Listen, he ain't see that shit coming, did he? He tried to pretty much just tell promoters, like, man, don't book me there. I'm not coming or whatever and shit. He's saying he's not going to go work somewhere where, you know, if he's supposed to and shit. Right after getting signed, Gucci just dropped his motherfucking ass one day after signing his ass, bro. And then what happened after the shit, that shit is even lamer and shit, because this nigga, he holla out some shit like, oh, okay, well, thank you, Gucci. Hey, yo, Gotti, want to sign me? Hey, Jeezy, want to sign me? NBA Youngboy, shit. I'm a free agent. Nigga, that's lame as fuck. Do you think they finna take you, you fucking traitor? Like, nigga, go on somewhere, man. Like, that was the lamest shit he could have fucking did. And, you know, him remaining independent is probably the best route. Because, nigga, you played yourself. You played yourself. Not even fucking joking, dude. You fucking played yourself. You look stupid as hell. You've been a damn goof. You fucking... music ain't about shit. I heard some Baby Racks. The nigga sound like everybody the fuck else. I'm not impressed, nigga. Man, who am I? You know what I mean? Who am I to impress? Maybe nobody. But I know you came up on a nice little check and shit, so you better... It probably about to be the biggest check you'll ever receive, my nigga. You'd better humble yourself, sir. Better fucking humble yourself. Gucci said, dude is not on my label. I know that's right. Get his ass the fuck up out of there. Ain't not finna tell me what the fuck, where you finna perform at and shit. And then you definitely not finna alienate no damn body over an isolated ass incident. Fuck on somewhere, man. Fuck out of here. What else? I know I got some old news and shit. What else? I know that damn 21 Savage Drake shit come out tomorrow. I've seen that, I thought it was called Political Politicians, some shit like that, but it was, it was motherfucking my son's YouTube channel. I think he sold it or some shit, because it's not his anymore. It's like all about women and shit like that, and I was just like, dog, what the hell? It looks weird. It just looks weird as fuck, bro. FYBJ, man, still trolling motherfuckers. He said that Dirk,
He said that Dirk made him get a OTF tattoo on his forehead or whatever. I'm just like, dog, what the fuck? It's like, he's just going to keep this shit going. It's entertaining, though. You know what I mean? It's really entertaining. It fuck around and prompt a response and shit. Like, you'd be surprised and shit. We would be very, very surprised. I don't want to, I'm not finna talk nobody's ear off and shit, bro. I will salute to, you know, billionaire Blacknum and shit like that. Everybody doing their damn thing and whatnot. I just, heard about a deal of a lifetime, so I think I'm finna go talk to a man about a horse real quick, and I'll catch you guys next time and shit. So if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out. We will be back next time and whatnot. Day ones. Today's done. It's over with. It's over with. Make sure you adapt the door, man. You know, tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go in the crib. All that good shit. All that good shit wiping. And, you know, we will be back in the next few days, man. Y'all just make sure y'all slide back on us as well. You know what I mean? Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. If you don't go on some damn where, fuck out of here. All right, y'all. Yep.